You will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. In the name of Jesus, dear sons and daughters of God, alleluia, Christ is risen. Well, I don't know about you. I've had it. I've had it with COVID-19. I've had it up to here with COVID-19. And yet there's more. I mean, at least COVID-19 has helped us understand that, you know, it's going to get us. I mean, unfortunately, we've been trained to think that we're all ground zero and all we're going to get it, and just because we don't have anything, we're just asymptomatic and we're just carriers of it, huh? But not only can you be carriers of COVID-19, but you have other viruses on you too. I hate to break the news. I mean, this COVID-19 has definitely sensitized us. But, you know, I don't know about you, but I've known that I'm going to die before COVID-19. And I also know that chances are it won't be COVID-19 that will kill me. Even though they may code it, it may not be the case, because there's a whole lot more going on you and me than we really understand. In fact, if you really want to know some things about statistics, we're a nation that loves statistics. And there's more than just the COVID-19 statistics. These are from the National Center for Health. Here are the statistics for 2018, if you want to know what's going on in you and me, along with COVID-19. Number one cause of death in 2018 in America was
heart disease.
There were 655,381
deaths
of precious Americans due to heart disease. So look, fast food is doing you in more than COVID-19. But that's not all. Second leading cause of death, and it killed my dad in 1976, cancer. In 2018, there were 599,274 deaths to cancer. Third on the list, it's kind of an interesting thing, accidents. Accidents were the third leading cause of death to precious Americans in 2018. There were 167,127 deaths from accidents. I mean, accidents happen and they can kill you. But not those some of the things, but you know the kind of bugs that are on your skin, that if they get into your bloodstream, you can get sepsis, you can become septic, and you're counts explode, and I mean, there's all kinds of things you can learn when you really want to learn about what's out there and that can get you. I walked out of Redding Mercy Medical Center in Northern California, like, I don't know how many years ago, a couple of dozen, or I don't know how many. I've been here for six. I was there for 14, so it was early on, and I remember walking out thinking, gosh, it really is a miracle anybody works. When you really think about all the things that can get you. I mean, you have viruses in you right now that are fighting with your virome. And in your birome, you've got bad bacteria fighting with your good bacteria. Do we need to go any further into this conversation with those things that can get you? There's a lot of things out there. A lot of things on you. A lot of things in me. You know, I saw at the CDC at the beginning of this year, that 31% wash their hands after they leave the bathroom. Come on, guys, cowboy up. course, women, 65% of women wash their hands after they... I mean, look, there's a lot of bugs. There's a lot of bugs. But if you really want to get in... And this is the message of the church. There's far worse things than all the physical things that you, that can get you when you start thinking about the spiritual things that can get you, that we need to have a vaccine for, that we need to have a cure from. And here's just one of the lists that Paul has. He says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident." Here are the really dangerous things in your life and my life: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality. Jesus tells us that these come from our hearts, from our minds. Talk about viruses, spiritual viruses, that can do all kinds of damage in your life and my life. These are really difficult to deal with. He goes on. Idolatry. I mean, Paul's spirit was being provoked as he saw all the idols in Athens. I can only imagine how Paul would feel about America. I mean, I can only imagine what Paul would have to say about all of the things that we worship and how provoked he would be. Idolatry is something very near and dear to us. In fact, one theologian many, many years ago called our heart an idol factory, our brain an idol factory. These are the things that can really do us in, and you'll see why in just a minute. Idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions. Now, these are the kinds of things that really impact our lives. Envy, drunkenness, orgies, things like these. Here's the kicker. "I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." That's how serious these viruses are. That's how dangerous these bugs are. The spiritual realm, which is far larger than the spirit, than the physical. And certainly, we need to take precautions with COVID-19. But look, the only thing COVID-19 can do to you is kill you. How about living separated from God forever because of these bugs? And so, because of this, it's really good news when we hear what Jesus said in our gospel reading for today. Frankly, this is incredibly good news. Jesus, the night before he was betrayed, spent time with his disciples. I mean, think about it. He knows what's coming. The cross, rejection. He knows what's coming. The wrath of God unleashed on him for all of our sin and wickedness and transgression. And here this tender Savior of ours is caring for his disciples, caring for us. He spends time talking about and fulfilling the Lord's Supper, the Paschal meal. He talks about how important it is to stay close to him. He talks about what it means to know that there's a place being prepared for each one who hears that good news on the shores of forever. And then he talks about how the gift of the Holy Spirit will come. This is precious. I mean, think about what he's focused on and caring about when the impending wrath of God is on the horizon in practically moments in his life. And this is what he cares about. He cares about you. He cares about me. He says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper." That's an interesting name for the Holy Spirit. It's a noun there. It's actually a verb construct. Parakaleo, the one who comes alongside, parallel parking, the one who calls out to. And so the Holy Spirit will come alongside. He's the paraclete, or the one who just does the verb stuff of walks with us and talks with us to be with you forever. Wow. Even the Spirit of truth. Wow, we need that, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Dare I suggest that this is the friendly kind of bacteria you need? The good kind of virus you need to catch? Dare I say that this is the contagion that we all need? I don't know if you saw on the news the guys in a prison breathing into a cup so they can take hits off of the cup trying to catch the COVID-19. You know, they catch the COVID-19, they get released. Some who have been released have actually committed more crimes, right? It's really a weird time. But here is where I hope you breathe in and really get filled with the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit and the message he gives to us in Jesus that helps us with all those sinful bugs, those spiritual viruses that are trying to do us in and separate us from God. He's the one who actually gives us the cure across the spectrum of all the ways that we fail God. You know, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Sorry, Lord. I really do love you. I really want to keep your commandments, and I try my best, but boy, I still stumble and fall. Amen. How about you? As much as I want to govern my heart and mind by the power of the Holy Spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit telling me, Stace, don't think that. Don't do that. You need to do this. You need to trust in Jesus. I still want to go my own way sometimes. How about you? Amen. And yet the Holy Spirit will be with you forever. This is such good news. I need that. I'm glad he's walking with me, whispering to me. You need to pray about this. You need to talk about that. You need to be nice to your daughter. You need to be nice to your wife. Okay, Holy Spirit. I mean, I need that kind of coaching. It certainly saves me from a lot of spiritual trauma I'd rather not face. How about you? Across the spectrum of our lives, we need this. And it's such good news to hear Jesus say, we have this. This is the spiritual vaccine of the vaccines that really helps us like none other. The gift of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in us. This is such great news, because this is what makes your life and my life possible in this time of dread. I would suggest that following the corona virus pandemic, there's going to be a financial and economic pandemic, and there's going to be challenges across the spectrums of things that have been ignored and let go, and yet I think that this is just an opportunity for us to be a different kind of pandemic, to have a different kind of contagion, to share a different kind of virus and bacteria. That of the Holy Spirit. Look, this is what Paul says. He says, the fruit of the Spirit, for us as Easter people with the Spirit, this is what our lives are going to be like. This is what it's going to be. This is what it's been as God's Easter people. Because certainly you and I have been Easter people long before today. It's been ever since we were brought into God's family, baptized, born again. And we're learning more and more what that means. We're wanting more and more what that means. We're doing better at listening to the Holy Spirit than we used to just give him the bum's rush. We're really wanting to follow his lead, because we know it's the best way to go through the day as God's Easter people. And this is the kind of fruit he produces in your life and my life. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, agape. Not treating people the way that they deserve, just loving them. And joy. Finding joy in the gifts that God gives us. Peace. Not peace of mind, but the peace of God, patience. Learning how to suffer along with people that are struggling and not necessarily listening to the Holy Spirit as well as they need to. Kindness. Being helpful. Goodness. Faithfulness. You know, when we see how we fall short and we are assured of our forgiveness because Jesus died for all of our sins and wickedness and transgressions, we learn what it means to be more faithful in our friendships, in our fellowship. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law or no judgment. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and evil desires. And that's really what we're learning to do as we live as God's Easter people who have the Spirit. We're learning to listen to the Holy Spirit. We're learning to put to death those things. Instead of just becoming angry and bitter, we learn to just die to those things, give those things to Jesus and say, Lord, I don't want to be bitter. I want to be filled with joy. Help me by the power of your Spirit to be that and do that. You know, we're living in a time right now where there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of good things to deal with and be about. Do you suppose we, as God's Easter people, can share these gifts with others who do not have the same Spirit that we have? Amen? Do you suppose we are, for this time, to be God's messengers of a different kind of life, a life where we're learning what it means to follow the Spirit and to produce the fruit that blesses the lives of those around us? I mean, we're Easter people, and we have a good kind of virus, a good kind of bacteria. I know I'm talking like a weirdo here, but really, I mean, this is the Spirit to catch. When Jesus ascended after 40 days, 10 days later, he sent forth the Holy Spirit, and the New Testament church was born. And in the message of the gospel that Jesus died for sinners, he rescued the helpless, he died in their place, he comes and takes away all of our sin and transgression and wickedness. In that message, people receive the Spirit. They're made alive, and they are given a place in God's family. They become a part of God's Easter people who have the Spirit to live differently. And it's not any longer about Paul and Silas. It's not about the disciples at all. It's about you. It's about me. It's about God dwelling in us, living in us, giving us a different Spirit where we have fruit that blesses the lives of those around us and also blesses us as well. Certainly, we live in a challenging time. But we can make all the difference in the world as we live out and produce the fruit of the Spirit, blessing the lives of those around us. And as we share the message of Jesus, you know, it's going to be an interesting time, 2020. But for us, we have a message to share. And we can breathe it on the people around us as we tell them the good news of Jesus. We can share that good bacteria of the Holy Spirit, that good virus of the Holy Spirit, hoping that the message of Jesus, the good news of Jesus, will go viral in a way that up to 2020 it hasn't. You know, in a lot of ways the church has been, I think, asleep. We've been so smoothly brought into taking care of creature comforts without realizing that it's about people who really need to hear the good news of what God has done. In 2020, may the church be revived, and may the message of Jesus thrive. May it be a viral scene that takes the world in a wave as people who are now really struggling hear the good news, like the people in Psalm 107, that they may call upon the Lord and see what the Lord will do. In the name of Jesus, alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Now may the grace of God that goes beyond all that we understand, may that grace from God guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.